Vincent asked what more Apple could do to make it work. "We are giving you the most important thing we have to give, and that's our music," said Bono. "And what are you giving us back?" "Advertising. And our fans will think it's for you. We need something more." Vincent replied that the offer of the special U2 edition of the iPod and the royalty arrangement was a huge deal. "That's the most prized thing we have to give," he told Bono. The singer said he was ready to try to put the deal back together, so Vincent immediately called Johnny Ive, another big U2 fan. He had first seen them in concert in Newcastle in 1983, and described the situation. Then he called Jobs and suggested he send Ive to Dublin to show what the black iPod would look like. Jobs agreed. Vincent called Bono back and asked if he knew Johnny Ive, unaware that they had met before and admired each other. "No, Johnny Ive," Bono laughed. "I love that guy. I drink his bathwater." "That's a bit strong," Vincent replied. "But how about letting him come visit and show how cool your iPod would be?" "I'm going to pick him up myself in my Maserati," Bono answered. "He's going to stay at my house. I'm going to take him out, and I will get him really drunk."